My mom was so funny. She was just full of life and such a kind-hearted person.
I really didn't like him. Didn't want anything to do with him. I finally agreed to go out with him. Came home and told my roommate, that's the guy I'm gonna marry.
He was a great child growing up. Never had a minute's problem out of him. He really wanted to be a detective. That was just his dream.
This is the first time I've been back. It's like I just walk into a disappointment. It's my mom's house, it's where I grew up. It smells like my mom. I open the door and walk in and she's not here. Nothing's here. It's just empty.
Sometimes the road just ends. It changes everything you've been. That's left to be is empty, broken, lonely, hoping I'm supposed to be strong. I'm supposed to find a way to carry on.
When you know that something isn't right.
That morning when I woke up, I just knew. I knew that I was gonna walk down and face my biggest fear.
We got a call from my other son. He heard on the scanner an officer was down.
Losing Lynn was not only losing your partner, it's losing your best friend.
I was devastated. If I'm going through this much pain, then there can't be a God.
I heard my kids go down the stairs. They began to scream. We never hid anything from our kids, and they knew if the army men came to the door, the daddy wasn't coming home.
They keep saying time will heal, but the pain just gets more real. The sun comes up each day, finds me waiting, fading, hating, praying.
Sacrifice saved the lives of, we know of, three people that day.
I want to help others that have lost a child in the line of duty. The hurt is still there, but we are here to try and help others that are going through it too. The whole there will never heal until I see him again.
It's always been me and my mom. And then when my mom passed away, I felt alone and abandoned. Between my new family, the social club, and my friends at school, I have so much family. I can't even keep up with everybody. God's taken care of me. God's never worked more in my life than right now.
I think the hardest part about this has been the kids. The best part is they are so proud of their dad. They are proud of what he sacrificed. And even though we didn't have enough time with him, we were blessed by the time that we did have with him. I can't imagine going through life never having him in our lives.